I'm standing on the first defensive bulwark designed and started by the Aragonese. It was the most important sighting and communication point on the island. For this purpose, the Kenai Tower was erected in 1757 to a plan by the Piedmontese military engineer Vallin. The ancient tower is located in the extreme southeast of the island of Sant'Antioco, at the end of a small promontory. From here, the view is astonishing. I am in Turri. I can see a large part of the Gulf of Palmas and as it opens out towards the Sardinian Channel. The foundations of this building lie on ancient structures, perhaps the oldest belonging to a nuraghe, the nuraghe Sumoru. It is not surprising that over the millennia, this place has been part of the complex Sardinian coastal defense system. The Sirocco wind still accompanies me. In an instant, it takes me back to the past. I can hear them. Year 1793. The French are attempting to invade the island. Here, the Kenai Tower played a fundamental role. Year 1812 and 1815, the Tunisians attempt an incursion. In these years too, the Kenai Tower played an important role in sighting and communication. I'm back to the present and I admire this place. I'm enchanted by the surrounding garden, a living inventory of fauna characteristic of the Mediterranean area. Inside the tower, I get lost among the photographic and cartographic exhibition. Here, I can follow the historical events of this unique construction. After being used as a tourist residence by a private individual, the tower was returned to the collective use by the Italia Nostra Association in 1994. Now, it is here, restored, and I continue to admire it. Sirocco is always with me. It caresses me as I travel between past and present.